This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What a moment in time, Crystal Pepsi. Anyway, welcome back to the show, Dynamic Banter. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yes, man.
And right off the bat, I'd like to tell you that I have some shows coming up. Tonight, literally, as we live and breathe, they're surrounded at the Hollywood Improv. Shows at 7. And it's all done. 9:45. And then November 29th, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv again. December 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'll be in Seattle, Washington. Come to Seattle, Washington to see me do stand-up in December. Steve, do you have anything that you want to say?
Yeah, man. During managing bancers.
That's right. December 8th, we'll be at the Hollywood Improv. That's fucking Dynamic Banter Live. We'll tell you more about it later. I forgot we weren't going to say anything.
And coders, don't forget to go to dynamicbanter.com clothing. And
Dynamic Banter. Mike and Steve are going to do bits and have some fun. Dynamic Banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good.
Dude, somebody hit me up yesterday and was like, where's your merch, you slut? Mm-hmm. And I was like, we talk about it all the time.
And you are in your slut phase.
I am in my hoe phase, but also dynamicbanter.merch is always in. Who's that guy?
This is my friend Boo Boo Boo. Boo 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 Boo.
This is the famous crooner Bobby Boo Boo
Boo. Bobby
Boo
Boo Boo. Bobby Boo Boo Boo.
Bobby Boo.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, your pal, Bobby Boo Boo Boo. I'm here to sing you songs and make your panties soaked with pussy wet.
Boo Boo Boo.
I'm Bob Boo Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boy Boo.
I'm Bob Boo Boo Boo.
I'm Bob Boo Boo Boo.
And I might touch your hand. I might touch your hand.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I might touch your hand.
I'm gonna sing right to your wife if you come to the show.
Now with icing. Everything's right in the package. 8 rolls of fresh dough spread with sparkly sugar and spicy cinnamon. And this creamy, creamy icing.
I love those hot S's.
When the rolls come piping hot from the oven, spread on the creamy, creamy
icing. Spread on.
Watch it melt down in. Mm. Get new, improved Pillsbury Quick Cinnamon Rolls with icing.
Dude, your mother's unhappy.
Look for them in your grocer's dairy cake.
Yeah.
Dude, you know this dude was blasting cigarettes in the studio.
Oh, yeah. The fucking room is... You can't even see anybody.
No one can breathe in the room.
It's just fucking pure Native American tobacco.
That's 100% true.
Pure stolen.
That's 100% true. What is that?
Today's episode is brought to you by Absolutely Stolen Native American Tobacco. When you absolutely want to smoke something that was absolutely ripped out of someone else's hands, come for the best. This authentic Native American, Indian.
Dude, I wonder if you play that long enough, how many things like that. Dude! So speaking of like things you weren't expecting to be problematic from the past.
Yeah.
Me and Zoya randomly watched the first episode of Cheers.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
Do you remember Cheers?
Yeah, of course.
Did you ever watch that? It's basically about a bar that's very comfortable because everyone knows each other.
Bunch of regulars.
It's about regulars in Boston and no one has an accent. So they try to set up that Sam, the good-looking bartender, is good at...
That's Ted Danson.
Ted Hansen. Why don't you take a seat over there? That he's good at like giving advice, or the old guy barback was good at giving advice.
Yeah, yeah.
And the person who owned Cheers previously was ultra good at giving advice. So this guy walks into the bar.
So it's advice people handing down advice skills.
This guy comes into the bar with a problem, and he's like, "I came to Cheers because the old bartender here always gave good advice." So then the bar back comes over and he's like, "Well, try me out. I can maybe give good advice. Bartenders do that, right?" And the guy goes, fuck, I'm gonna butcher how he actually said it, but he was like, my son is dating a black person or something like that, was the way he said it.
And the audience goes, whoa!
Kind of, but it was a thing that the bartender had to solve for some reason.
Right, right.
And then he's like, you didn't let me finish. He tries to get it out like two times and they get too nervous to talk about it or whatever. And then he goes, son is dating a black guy.
Okay.
So the kid who's coming home from college is now dating someone of the same sex and a different race.
So they're throwing in like everything into the first episode.
Yeah, and this guy's like, what do I do? And it was such like an impassing, it was like a random joke at the end of the thing, right? And
because it's like, this is the hardest piece of advice you could give somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got, that was the
father didn't know what to do because they're in the 80s and they kind of don't know what to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then the payoff of the joke is like, he asks somebody across the bar and they don't know what to do. And he asks another person, they suggest something. And then they kind of fumble into like the guy who asked it gathers a message out of like, everyone fucking up the situation.
Okay.
And he's like, I guess at the end of the day, what you really have to do is accept him for who he is, huh? And the guy goes, that's great advice. I'm out of here. And I was like, it's fucking 1982. And that's like, that would be a progressive joke by like today's
standards. It totally would.
And I was like, this is the first episode of Cheers.
I wonder how that went over back in the day. I wonder if that, like, did the audience lose it?
Or if they cut out a line that was like way worse. Yeah. Because it's on Hulu or something?
Interesting. But, dude, I'd watch a documentary about Cheers.
Yeah. What a comfortable fucking show that was.
Yeah. And that was back in the day when they started to play with, like, the type of comedy you could do in a TV show. Like, I feel like, I want to say Taxi was before Cheers.
Yeah, I think so.
But Taxi and Cheers have similar, like, comedic vibes.
Yeah. Dude, it's like that three-camera setup or whatever. Like, you could tell it's on a set because there's one here, one here, and one here. And then...
But it's all, like, 20-somethings, 30-somethings.
Yeah.
All being, like, kind of gritty.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But safe.
It's kind of like How I Met Your Mother, but not, like, cinematic.
Yeah.
It's, like, in a studio in front of an audience, and it kind of almost feels like a play.
Yeah.
Because it's all in the bar.
And it's all blocking so, and everything. Yeah. Right, and the bar is the only set. Exactly. Yeah.
And the bar is a kind of a character as well.
The bar is kind of a character, isn't it?
My favorite thing about...
What do you think, Bob Bobo?
Hi, I'm Bob Bobo.
Bob Bobo.
What you're hearing is my latest croon. It's called I'll Kiss You.
I'll kiss you more.
I love the songs back then being like, I'll touch your shoulder.
Always like touching
and they're
your
like,
hands.
Oh!
Yeah.
And then maybe,
oh, what am I doing?
I'll walk next to you in the park.
And then he goes, honey, I gotta tell you, when I got home last night, I was thinking about that ankle. Oh, boo, 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 boo.
I'll never, it's like this. I'll never forget how the sun beats the curls in your hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
and it's the slowest fucking song ever.
Because they could only say like four or five things.
Yeah.
And they gotta space it out because there was so much music written for it.
A 1,000,000,000% about the fucking curls in her hair.
When the geese in the pond outside my mom's house.
And we frolicked really gaily through the daisies.
And milk and cigarettes with your younger brother.
And we beat up the kid who looks in two different directions.
Remember that one? He says the worst shit.
Oh,
the whole rest of the song is like,
like, drinking wine and painting sunsets with you.
But there was just that one.
And we beat up the with the eyes. He's a bad, but they couldn't cancel people back then. They didn't know what to do.
That was normal.
So he was like, fuck. That I was like normal. All these other songs, and now I gotta like the guy who beat up the kid.
Dude.
I'll never hear music like this. And not think about it ever again.
Dude, I like the progression of like the TV sitcom from being like squeaky clean family values.
Yeah.
To like Archie Bunker, like crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, cause Archie Bunker was like a bigot, basically. He was like racist.
Yeah.
And sexist.
Yeah.
And he like represented like a satirical take
like
on
a working
like
class.
The working class
yeah, yeah.
guy.
Uh-huh.
And the son was like a hippie.
Yeah.
Who was like, I just want to help people out. And the daughter ended up being kind of hippie too, I think. Yeah. But it was like, and then the wife was like, oh, I don't know what to do.
I can't leave.
Oh, Archie. Oh, Archie.
They were great. And then they sang that little song at the end of every episode.
Yeah, by the way, Glenn Miller played.
He wrote that, dude. He actually wrote that song.
But yeah, man. Like, and then you had like really gritty family, like it was like before Married with Children.
Yeah.
It was like the first Married with Children.
I love that. That was the show that I watched with my parents that I laughed every time the crowd laughed, even though I didn't get a lot of the jokes.
Right, right.
And sometimes I did get the jokes,
yeah.
And I didn't know whether it was smarter to laugh or not laugh around my parents.
Yeah.
What did you guys have that experience with?
Oh yeah, always, dude. In the movie theater, like the movie theater is the perfect place for that.
Yeah,
because like you go see a movie like where it's like a cartoon, so there's kids and adults in the audience, and it's like the movie is made for kids, but there's like two or three jokes in there that like only an adult would really understand.
Right,
and then you hear the kid go. Like laugh really loud at it, and it's like, well, that kid could never have gotten that joke.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no world
that joke's
kid
about pussy.
Joke. But yeah, I remember doing that and laughing. Yeah, that's superior knowledge about pussy. You
should
know.
They made a joke about finding the clit.
Buzz Lightyear. We've got
you know
to find
how
our
this
way.
Is a button.
We've got to find our way out of here, Woody.
The kid losing his shit. You don't know what they're talking about.
You don't know, kid. You just that scene where Buzz is teaching Woody how to find the clip.
Buzz. Of course Buzz would know.
Yeah. Back in Star Command.
Someone that had to have been a thing already.
Dude, but like, did you ever watch Taxi?
Once in a while I would catch an episode.
You should
maybe
check out.
That was like a Nick at Night thing or something
yeah.
like that. With Andy Kaufman and all
yeah.
that.
And
yeah,
like,
that cool
who's that guy? That main guy. He's so good. Judd Nelson? No, Judd Nelson is
no
Breakfast Club.
I know what guy's face you're talking about, but I don't remember the actor's name.
Dude, and that theme song is fucking hot.
Taxi, taxi.
Sexy.
Taxi, taxi.
Judd Hirsch. Yes, Judd Hirsch. And dude, Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it was just like a taxi cab company.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and all the, it was literally, like, I love the simplicity of shows back then.
Cast
it was
characters.
Like, this is a bar, and it's people that come into the bar. And
yeah.
that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Every fucking episode.
Yeah.
And it's like taxis at the taxi station. Sometimes you're in the cabs, but you're going to get it every fucking time you're going to be at that taxi place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why those shows don't work anymore.
Because when you go into a meeting to do a show, they're like, they ask you different questions than I assume. Because they were just like looking for TV shows back then.
Yeah.
Like, what's a good show? Because everyone's going to be watching this box.
Yeah.
So what's a good thing to put on the box right now?
Because they were like trying to sell advertising and stuff.
And so. Now they're like, why
Are you, what story are you trying to tell, and why are you telling it like at this point in time? And it's just, people approach TV shows way different now.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, also, this is about.
Yeah. It is about. Yeah. Right. It can't just be a simple thing anymore. Like, right. It's got to have a little bit more to it.
I wonder if they asked him, like, because if I was at the pitch meeting for Cheers, I would imagine that some person that makes decisions was like, yeah, but why this show? And they were like, well, you know, it's the 80s and we're coming out of the 70s. And isn't it nice? They're like selling the feeling of comfortability.
Yeah.
Like when you're at home watching this show, you're going to feel like you're just sitting at this bar listening to everyone talk. And
they know what they're going to get.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to confuse people. You don't want people to change the channel or anything like that.
Right.
So you want to see, if you see like a show with a bar, you're like, this show is about a motherfucking bar, bitch.
Yeah. And the bar is a character.
A boo boo boo.
Chris, I was working in the Mercury Factory.
Boo-boo-boo.
The house is filled with asbestos.
But they don't know.
Baby, my mother was thinking about scary things, so we drilled a hole into the side of her head and let the demons out of boo-boo-boo.
My mother was thinking of scary things. Oh, my goodness.
My mother started having scary thoughts. Speaking of scary thoughts, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're in fall and Halloween is over. But, man, did you have a good Halloween, like, time? Did you do anything spooky? You watch a spooky movie?
Yes.
Like, I know you watched Barbarian.
I watched a spooky movie. That was probably the most Halloween thing I did. I didn't dress up or go out anywhere this year. I just kind of, I've been very tired.
Yeah.
So we just kind of had like low key time, and me and Zoe don't get a ton of time at home together, but we were home together on Halloween and we were like, let's watch that fucking Barbarian
movie.
I went golfing with my friend Rob and Luke, and they were like, it's crazy scary. And then it turns into like one of the most interesting movies you've ever seen. And it's like, you gotta like, bear through the scary to get to how cool it
is. Dude, I love it. And a friend of mine was talking about how a friend of mine was talking about how like these are the perfect movies for like film festivals, because you sit through all of these like horror movies and they're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
And then you get that one that's like at full speed and doesn't stop, and then like completely like turns the whole movie around, and you're like, wait, what movie is this now?
Yeah.
And you're like, is this a mistake, or was this supposed to happen? Or
dude, I wonder if that's like these social media, like TikTok generation
becoming like directors and stuff. Well, dude, do you remember The Whitest Kids You Know?
Kind of.
That one of the guys from that directed that movie.
Right, right.
So it's like a comedian making a horror movie.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of it, like Jordan Peele.
Peterson.
Jordan Peterson.
No, that's the opposite guy. Jordan and Peter.
Jordan and Peter.
Yeah.
And Jordan and Peter's son.
Yeah.
But we've, so these horror directors that are like comedy people, like, you know, because horror is like timing also. And like comedy is timing in movies and things like that. And so it works really well to have the horror comedy director kind of make like a, we got Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright's another one who was like a comedy director that started to make horror. Shaun of the Dead is a good comedy horror movie. But yeah, Barbarian. Like, I don't want to spoil too much.
Yeah, but you want to talk about it.
But you want to talk about it.
How do you do that? I don't know.
You think so? But here's the thing. It's such a pleasant experience.
It's better. I would say it's better if you know absolutely nothing. I knew a little bit, and I remember thinking that it would have been way better to know nothing. Bonkers to know nothing. So if you haven't seen it and you plan on seeing it, I guess listen to this and then pretend you didn't.
Dude, we were talking about like, so I watched a bunch of horror movies this Halloween season.
Fun.
And I saw some real good ones in there, a few stinkers. But I saw the new Halloween.
Yeah.
The Halloween Ends.
Yeah, good.
I liked it.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed it because I saw it as like a bad 80s movie, yeah, more than like a modern thing.
Yeah.
And,
dude, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly which game it was, but we were talking briefly before this started about Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
And how I'm getting back into it. And you said you didn't want to do it because you can't be Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I think it was Black Ops, which was like a futuristic but weird thing. They had this, I don't know if it was all the time or it was just around Halloween.
The zombie mode?
The zombie mode is cool as shit. That's not what I'm thinking of. They had this other mode in the multiplayer where you go around and you shoot the other people, first person shooter stuff, where like if you got to a box first, you could be Mike Myers.
What?
And you would like sprint around and just stab people and you'd be ultra fast and ultra hard to kill and you'd pop out of nowhere.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
And it is Michael Myers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to
correct me if I'm wrong.
I would look into that.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was so zany, dude.
Dude, they're, well, the Ghostbusters game is very much like that, which we should try.
Yeah, I played it a couple times. I'm trying to like get the hang of it. Yeah. I'm not very good at it.
It's a little difficult, especially if people are all like, people have been playing it for weeks now, so they're like all high level and shit.
Yeah,
which means the ghosts are all high level and shit too.
Yeah.
But I like that you can like be a ghost, and you can hear people can hear you talking as a ghost,
and it's very funny.
It's very funny.
Because you could like possess stuff, and then just be that stuff.
Yeah, you could be like a little teddy bear. And
you could be a teddy bear. You could be a book.
Yeah, you could be a chair.
You could be one of those signs that says like "This way is the bathroom."
Yeah, you could be a grandfather's clock.
You could be a kiosk.
You could be your grandfather's clock.
You could be a whale. Think of anything. Think of stuff. You could be that.
Think of anything and you could be it. dude, so I watched a bunch of horror movies and Barbarian's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
And look, I know we could talk about it, but like...
But we shouldn't until next Halloween.
I think everyone should have a chance to see this movie fresh.
Yes.
I guarantee that you will at least have a fun time.
I have a good tie-in joke.
Okay, what is it?
To an earlier bit,
okay,
that involves the movie, but I don't want to.
Oh, it like fuck something up a little bit.
Ba ba,
is it that?
Ba 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 ba. Boo 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 boo.
Anyway, those who know know.
Yeah,
dude, that's very funny with the echo and shit.
Laying on a piano.
Ba 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 ba.
Dude. In a smoky bar in like a beautiful
dude.
Oh my goodness. I'd wear a t-shirt with that on it.
1,000,000,000%. So I watched a bunch of horror movies and I ended up watching Terrifier.
Yeah.
Which is that movie everyone's talking about, like people are puking and passing out in the theater.
Really?
Yeah, so Terrifier 2 just came out, and there were all these headlines saying that people were puking and passing out.
But does the company put that out to be like... Because it definitely makes me more interested.
That's what I'm saying. And they've always done that.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been a thing. Like, someone passed out at The Exorcist.
And they
milked it for fucking an entire marketing season, basically.
Do you remember when Blair Witch came out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cloverfield, too.
Cloverfield was making people sick.
Yeah.
But for a different reason.
Motion sickness. Yeah. Not for, like, this is crazy.
Legitimate reason.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, they always do that. They always have those movies where they're like, people are passing out and puking and jacking off.
You'll barf your fucking shit out.
You'll barf your lungs out and die.
Terrifier. Come buy a ticket to the movie. You'll fucking die.
You're going to die next to your dad.
You're going to barf on your dad's popcorn at Terrifier, dude.
You're
going
to barf on your date and then die. What a nightmare.
Don't go see it in the theater, baby.
But I was like, whatever, fuck you. And then I went to this convention. I think I told you about this. Monsterpalooza.
Mm-hmm.
This was son of Monsterpalooza because it was a smaller one.
Okay.
But there was a guy with like... So the clown character from the Terrifier movie His name is Art the Clown.
Yeah.
And he's got, he looks stupid.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, well, whatever. This just looks like someone who loves Slipknot a lot made a horror movie.
Yeah,
and
you know
made
that,
a horror
that
monster.
Ghost in that Betty Boop ghost?
Yeah.
He looks
that
like
clown.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But his face is like stupid. You're like, when you see, like, I saw it all over Monsterpalooza. And I'm like, that looks stupid. Like, it's not scary. And
I thought it was a little scary.
But
yeah,
So I went over to someone. I'll come back to that. So I go over to this booth where this guy's selling all this shit for that character. And I'm like, is that movie really like fucked up or something? And he's like, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
People are puking the shit.
He's like,
out.
I love it. I love the movies. And like his wife or girlfriend was there or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, he loves them. He loves them. And I was like, so part two, everyone's saying people are fucking passing out and shit and puking. Like, what's the deal? Is that real? And he's like, she was like, it's pretty fucked up. It's pretty fucked up. And the guy was like, you know, I can handle a lot of shit. And this one goes a little too far, I think.
Whoa.
But it's like, you know, it's fine. If you see, if you like gore, you're fine.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, all right. So this is a guy who's like a super fan. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it go a little too far.
Yeah. I couldn't eat.
I couldn't eat for like 3 days.
I got peach rings in the theater and I put them down.
I had to put them down.
I took them home.
But I put them down. I had to come home and put them down.
Went back to the theater, finished up the film.
He went home. Then I went home and picked them up. After I put him down. But like,
what's this?
Wow. Sitting
underneath a willow tree. Dude, it's that clown. The clown just pops up.
It is,
up
and he's this, dancing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dance around the tree until I die. I have syphilis. Syphilis will kill me and my family. And I'm gonna die next week. But dude, like, so I was like, I gotta watch this shit. I gotta watch this fucking Terrifier movie and see what's up. So I watched the first one.
Dude, what is this fucking music? This is the first time the music has ever taken me out of the
conversation. Yeah, you're not into it? I'm pulling in some like fall time.
I do like it. I like the vibe of it. But I can't pay attention. I'm going out of my mind. What is that? Diagnose that. Who are those guys?
Who brought these? Why do you keep bringing these guys into my home?
Who are the Carmen San Diego guys?
Dude, so listen. So,
Rockapella.
I'm watching this Terrifier movie, and I think I'm in.
Yeah.
This guy, Art the Clown, is like maybe the most villainous, disturbing villain we've had in a really long time.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even talk. He doesn't make noises.
Yeah.
And I didn't think his initial appearance was creepy, but once you see what his vibe is, then it gets creepy.
The creepiest thing to me was that it seems like he's in the movie in a world where everyone is just cool. Everyone just knows he's going to be around.
Yeah.
And that is super creepy to me.
Yeah.
Like, he clearly looks like, if you saw him, even if you knew nothing about him, you're like, that clown fucking kills people.
Yeah, because he looks terrifying.
He looks terrifying. Like, sharp teeth. He's dirty as fuck.
And you can't really see his, like...
Yeah.
It's so dark. Like, the paint on his face is so dark around his eyes and mouth that you can't tell if it's, like... Like, it's... They do a really good job of towing the line between, this could be a street performer that's just having fun, or this is a demon.
Yeah. And everyone in the movie is like, yeah, that's Art. That's Art the Clown.
Yeah.
He's looking at you.
But the movie is really gory. And I think I haven't seen part two, but in part one, and I've heard that part one is worse gore wise than part two.
Part two's a love story.
Part two's a love story. And God bless him. Love when a clown falls in love. A boo, boo, boo. but the gore, I think the reason why it's so gross and people might be puking or whatever is because it is really like the most realistic looking prop, like murders.
Yeah.
Like makeup prop murders you've ever seen in a movie, I think.
Crazy.
Like, they did a really good job making it look real as fuck.
Yeah. Ew.
But the character is doing, like, funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's flipping people off and stuff. And at one point, he's, like, sticking his hand through this hole, and his hand's, like, going like this. And the lady's like, oh, God! And he's not even trying to grab her or anything. And then he comes back out, and then he comes out with a bike horn. And it's just like, gong, 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 like, right next to her head. And she's like, what's happening? It's so funny. It's so funny. And then he's, like, riding around on a tricycle, like, in the dark, like, in a circle, not even making a sound. He's got a big smile on his face. And then he just rides away. And then you kind of see him, like, in the background, like, just having fun on a little bike.
That's great.
And he's doing nothing.
Doing donuts?
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I think we finally have, like, a new horror icon.
Mm.
Like, when was the last time? Like, maybe Pennywise, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
But Pennywise has been around. Pennywise has been around.
You're talking about, like, things like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
or
Jason.
Jason. Or Michael Myers. Yeah, I would
Chucky.
The Scream guy, maybe that was the most recent.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, you've got your Chucky. And then people say Jigsaw.
Puppet from...
Yeah.
I was never scared of the puppet.
That's the thing. And it's like, the puppet isn't... the villain.
No, and I'll go one further. Even the guy isn't scary.
Agreed.
The guy's just old
and that's
sick.
Who the villain is.
But the scary part is the stuff.
Yeah. The stuff
sometimes.
He does. He's like a psychopath. But you don't really have, like, a psychopath in, like, the monsters. Like, I think you got Candyman in there.
Is Candyman a psychopath?
He's like a ghost.
Or is he just bothered?
He's a ghost. He's like a...
It'd be so funny to see.
He's a ghost covered in bees.
Dude, imagine Beetlejuice in, like, just kind of like an ancillary character in a really scary movie. Like Terrifier 3, and Beetlejuice is just kind of in it.
Dude, and he's like
second.
Murdering people and stuff.
Yeah. Snapping people's necks.
But I was like, dude, we might have, like, an actual new, like, addition in the. Okay. Are you going to see Terrifier?
I saw some of it.
But, like,
I'm probably not
going
to sit down and... Oh, no, probably
okay.
Not.
Then I have to tell you something that happens. That, like, that I lost it. So, he's like a horror villain. If you don't want spoilers for this, skip ahead a little bit. Audience. But...
I thought you were talking to me.
Just skip ahead, Mike. He's like a slasher.
Yeah.
He's got knives, and he's got, like, rusty tools and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, hammers and, like, really, like,
working man stuff.
He's a working guy. And the whole movie's happening, and he's, like, using knives and bludgeoning tools and stuff. And at one point, this woman, like, stabs the fuck out of him. And knocks him the fuck out, and he's, like, on the ground, like, and you're like, he's dead. Like, he's got to be dead. And she's like, she lays down on the ground, or she, like, leans against the thing, and she sits on the ground, and she's like, oh, God, oh, God. And then the clown, like, wakes up and pulls out a gun and shoots her.
Fuck?
And it, like, flips the switch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, he had a gun? It's like, imagine if Jason pulled out a gun.
Or
Freddy.
Or Mike Myers.
Or Michael Myers.
Yeah. Freddy trying to do a gun.
Dude, it was like simultaneously something I've never seen in a slasher movie like that before.
Yeah.
And so funny.
Yeah.
It was like, holy shit, this is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got a gun. So now you're like, okay, so there's no rules. He's a cartoon character.
Right.
Like, his bag has whatever he needs in it. And he's just like, and that's why I'm like, dude, this guy could be like a straight up memorable horror villain.
Yeah.
Oh, the little trick or treat guy. The pumpkin kid with the, like, the lollipop.
QB Halloween.
You've seen Trick or Treat? There's these series called Trick or Treat.
No.
But there's this little pumpkin kid that's kind of like a new horror villain. Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah, Terrifier. Real good stuff.
Nice.
But here's my disclaimer. Watch this movie with people who can laugh and do laugh at extreme violence in a movie. Like,
and then tell the cops about those friends.
And then tell the cops. And then keep an eye on those friends. Yeah. Like, for instance, in Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a Tarantino movie has, like, hilarious violence.
Yeah.
Like, people, there are people who look at that and go, ah, that's so funny, holy shit, right. Ah! And then there's people who go, oh my god, fuck, no, turn it off. So those people should never watch Terrifier.
Yeah.
The people that laugh their asses off at it, find those people and watch Terrifier with them.
I get it.
So yeah, if you don't like gore at all, stay the fuck away. Yeah. If you find it funny and hilarious and like crazy, please, Godspeed.
And then watch it a second time with the opposite type of
Yes,
movie.
Watch it with your parents. All right, where are we at here? Ad time. 9 hours? Let's do some ads. I'm going to fucking blast come out.
Later on. Later on in the show, we have an audition for DB Labs, as well as History Rolls.
Hell
stick
yeah.
Around.
Hell yeah. I want to say thanks to HeadGum, thanks to the sponsors.
He's the HeadGum main sponsor.
Leah, Ryan, Kevin, Mike, Steve, everyone involved.
I think it's Leah.
Hello, I can't talk now. I'm doing a podcast.
And I'm right now.
Guys, Squarespace is one of our favorite sponsors. Not to pick favorites, but they've just been with us the longest. And Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website, MikeFalzone.com. If you've been thinking about starting your own website for whatever reason, advertising purposes, promoting your art, some kind of birthday party, a special gift for a friend, a scrapbook, a family photo album, a guide, you can do this all at Squarespace, and it's so easy. You can do it from your phone. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your Christmas. Run your business in confidence with Squarespace. Guys, we got e-commerce. We got video blocks. You can put YouTube video, Animoto, whatever into your Squarespace site. You can connect your social media accounts. You can have multiple contributors. People can have access to the website manager to work on it.
And let's not forget the 24/7 customer support. You got a problem at midnight? Give me an answer at midnight.
And they'll be there. And they'll be there for you whenever you need it. And there's analytics. So you can be like, who's looking at this? Lot of folks looking at this.
Who's looking at this?
And you can do email campaigns. How about that? Powerful email content that matches your website with your existing products, blog posts, logos, messaging. You want some kind of message to go out into the ether, into the universe, past the stars, that gets people to your event or...
You're trying to go like this for the world.
So guys, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com for that free trial. When you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter, save 10% off on your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Mike, what's feel up, dog?
What?
Mike, how are you feeling, man? How are you feels?
Right now I'm feeling pretty good because I had a good night's sleep, and I'll tell you what that's due to.
What does that do to?
The magic of CBD brought to you by
Are you one of the millions of people who've experienced anxiety, stress, or sleepless nights?
Steve, yes.
Then you could benefit from CBD. And who doesn't like a good night's sleep? Listen, and we're not in spring chickens here at DB. No, no, no. We have lots of new aches and pains that are scary, and we're not used to them. And it's starting to dominate our thought process and stunt our creativity. But that's where our little friend CBD comes in. There he is. Kevin. Feels is a premium CBD that'll help you keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free and delivered directly to your door. CBD naturally supports reducing stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. There's no hangover or addiction, guys, okay? We're not talking about something that's gonna mess with your mind! This is so...
Damn, when you get fired up about something.
This is something that is absolutely natural. It's self-care. And look, if you're new to CBD and you're like, I don't know, guys, Feels offers a free CBD hotline with dosage experts to help guide your personal experience. They have all the answers to every question you've got. And it's easy to take. You just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and you feel the difference within minutes. And we're talking about naturally reducing stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. How's that for a little bit of yum yum on your daily fun fun? So join the Feels community, get Feels delivered directly to your door every month. You're going to save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel anytime. So go to feels.com/banter, become a member, start feeling better. You're going to get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's FEALS.com/banter to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping at feels.com/banter.
Banter.
Banter. Banter. Hi, honey. Good morning, honey.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning, honey. Honey's that free shopping tool that we've talked about here on this show that scours the internet for promo codes, is what I'm trying to say. My brain's all mixed up today. You guys ever wake up?
Prove it.
Honey's the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Now imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. Humdy dum. When you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Say what?
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Then you wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons, and it can find for that site.
How much money would...
We'll get to that. If Honey finds a working coupon, you're going to watch those prices drop. Mike... You just did it. What is it that you did?
Prices drop.
You just did it. What is it that you did?
I bought a book.
Bought a book.
Bought a book.
This is a serious message.
$5. $5 book. Off the book.
Jackpot. And were you shopping for yourself, Mike? Was it a book you wanted for yourself?
Yes. Yes.
And what did you? How much did? And
$5
did,
off the book. Off the
whoa!
Book.
You got $5 off the book.
$5 off the book. Off the book.
With honey. By using honey. Mike, let me get this straight.
Off the book. The book.
You used honey.
I was like an actor who showed up prepared to do what he was going to do. I was off the book.
You went to buy a book. Honey gave you $5 off savings.
Off the book.
Off the book.
Off the book. Off the book.
So how about that? Your old boy, Mike Falzone. Spending money.
Off the book.
Off the book.
Saving money. Spending all money. With honey.
Saving, saving.
And honey doesn't just work on your desktop, kids. It works on your phone, too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone to save on the go.
Saving money.
So if you don't already have honey, you're straight up missing out, Kevin. Guys, when you get it, you're doing yourself a solid and you're supporting this show. So get honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Thank you, honey. Oh, I'll kiss ya.
Spending money, saving, saving, spending, saving, saving money. Spending,
and I noticed the difference right away.
Saving money,
and I noticed the difference right away. $9.99 a month.
When you sign up for our rewards program, you get it's only $9.99 a month.
It's a $12 savings. All right.
You'll be spending a $12 savings every month.
You'll be spending a $12 savings. All right, what do you got for me? You got something for me?
Yeah, man. I was watching... There is this genre of videos where a pleasant person will play a round of golf who knows a lot about golf, who's like fun to listen to and to watch. And it's just a very pleasurable experience. And there's this guy who's really good at golf. And his name, I think, is Rick
Dorf?
Something. But people.
Was it Dorf? Remember Dorf? Or was it. Who was the guy that.
Dwarf.
Who walked on his shoes?
Dwarf goes golfing.
Yeah, Dwarf.
Dude, that commercial to buy that VHS tape was constantly playing at my grandparents' house.
Did you ever want to watch the tape?
No, because I was like, I get from the commercial. Yeah, I was like, oh, I understand what this is.
I get it.
Short guy plays golf. What? That's it's crazy. Funny. Look up. So here's the guy who I think he's Irish or Scottish or something.
Irish.
British. It's so bad not to not know. But his name is Rick Shields. And I sent you two of the...
The one that I bought the new Costco golf clubs.
Yeah. So he's great. He'll tell you, you know, go to Costco and buy these golf clubs because they're not as shitty as everybody says they are. And then you can golf for less money.
We're going to start at 6:15.
So here is my submission for... A good sound for the soundboard.
This is some DB Labs.
Yeah, I have two of them. This is the first one.
So Mike is presenting the show with a potential new sound clip.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in court right now.
Here we go.
Bit of a pingy ting.
Dude.
So he says, bit of a pingy ting.
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 I can't get enough.
That's really good.
It's just such a pleasant...
Bit of a pingy ting.
I don't even know who we would fucking use it for.
What do you think he's saying there? What is he trying to say?
He's talking about a putter. And he's, the ting off the putter is a bit pingy for
his...
It's
a pingy ting.
It's a pingy ting.
Wow.
And I love it.
Okay, and then we got another one here.
This is Rick Shields versus GM Golf. And he's playing around with a guy and his friend. And this is a noise that his friend makes when he misses a putt. And I can't get enough at 12:20.
Wow. I can't wait.
12:20 to 12:24.
All right, let's get it.
Firm. Garrett, I said firm.
Dude, what? Wait.
Firm. What? This is a firm. Right? Shit. Yeah. Keep it inside the hole nice and firm.
So he misses a putt.
Firm, Garrett, I said firm.
What is that? A whale will. A whale will.
It's the best. Dude, that is the most. When I was watching that, I was like, dude, that's the most bros playing golf thing to do.
Yeah.
Because they're playing together. And it's like, just fucking make the putt.
They're trash talking.
Yeah. And then he misses the putt. He's like, I fucking told you, dude.
Dude, that's great.
If he does that because his friend choked on the making the putt, or if he just, that's one of his noises that he just does. Like, imagine if you were on somebody else's podcast, or imagine if you were like playing a round of filmed golf with this person.
Sure.
Think of how many noises you make throughout the day.
Oh, so many.
And this
dude.
Is to an audience that has no prior knowledge of you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. You're right. And then you're like, dude, what's wrong with that guy?
I was just kind of like, this is one of that guy's noises, and I love it.
All right, well, Mike, let's see what the audience thinks. Do they like the new clips? Yes! They like it!
Bit of a pingy ting.
Welcome to the DB soundboard. A well wheel and pingy ting.
Pingy ting. All right. Dude,
Shout out next one time, Rick Shields. I don't think he'll ever see this, but I do appreciate his existence so much. He's very pleasant.
Next week, we'll have those new boys in there.
I love it.
All right, how about some history
right
roads?
Right on time for Christmas. Kevin, any standouts this week? No, take that, audience. Kevin is over it.
Halloween.
I wonder if we have gotten significantly less now that they know there's a pretty good chance of them making it onto the show.
We've got a duty motivated be nice or not be nice here at the top of the show.
How is duty spelled?
D-O-O-D-Y.
Okay.
From Tammy.
Interesting to hear about a new Tammy.
Yeah.
Bit of a pingy ting.
Bit of a pingy ting. I love it. I love it.
Tammy says, hello, BB boys. I'm a Flex delivery driver for Amazon. And while I was driving around, I was beginning to feel the need to go poop.
What does that mean? Like, on your spare time, you deliver stuff from, like, a side job?
A Flex delivery driver. Yeah, like, maybe it's like...
No, I think that's a style of...
A weird Flex delivery.
Weird Flex driver.
Kind of a weird Flex driver.
It wasn't one of those bad tum times, but poops.
Bit of a pingy ting.
More like it was at the door and it was ready to leave.
Sure. And we've all been there.
So I pull into the nearest gas station at the same time this younger guy goes in. He also needed to go to the bathroom due to the fact that when I entered the gas station, he was holding the bathroom key and walking around the store while talking on his phone.
Whoa. The moving target. Your princess is in a different house.
Do you think I was nice or not nice?
Huh. Interesting. Well, I don't know enough about you to know how you would react in this situation.
Like, what's the appropriate way to act in this situation?
I think the appropriate way to play nice or not be nice is whether I would be nice and then you guess.
I think
that was the game because I know how I would react.
So for me, I think the appropriate way to handle this situation,
yeah,
is to go up to that person and say, "Excuse me, are you using the bathroom key? Because yeah, I really have to go."
I think not be nice would be a bad move in this situation.
Yeah, not be nice would be, are you holding that for warmth? Like,
yeah, think about this.
Give me that key, I gotta go.
Are you not be nice to someone who's in between you and shitting your pants? Is that an opportunity to?
I think there's a way to run over and go, "I'm gonna shit my pants. Can I please thank you?" And then you run out, and then you like, sure, you rip it out of their hands.
How nice could you be in the shortest amount of time?
Yeah.
Or how polite?
I'm sorry. Like, you rip it out of their hands, but you're apologetic. Mike, I think you're gonna ask nicely if you could have the key.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct.
That's what I think, anyway.
Dude, imagine a crowd erupting for a second.
Everyone,
50,000.
Everyone decided.
What?
I guess I was not nice because I loudly said, "Hey, man, I gotta go," and motioned to the door. Also, I left a pretty bad stinker in there, but that's karma for being a key hog.
So you were not nice to the guy who you needed to key you into the bathroom, and then you left your shit in there, and then you said, "That's karma?"
I don't know. Because the guy was walking around with the key.
Yeah, but he wasn't, like, walking away from you. He wasn't, like, playing keep away from you. Just tap him on the shoulder. Sometimes the people, and you're never going to believe this about life, but sometimes the people that you need to help you are going to be moving around.
And doing something.
That's a lesson you're going to want
to
learn.
They're going to be doing something.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for reading my story. I sent another one last year about how my ex-boyfriend couldn't come to Coldplay, but it might have gotten lost because I bungled the email address. Sorry to my siblings who listen, but we're all big BBs now. Okay, love you, bye.
Dude, that's like getting mad at your soulmate. You're trying to fall in love with someone, and you're like, "Where the fuck are you, you fucking idiot? I've been looking for you this whole time." You fucking piece of shit.
Which one? Where's that? Quick clip of Ozzy. Okay.
How is Ozzy, do you think?
I don't know.
Is there a real time?
Let's find out. Like an Ozzy check. Let's do Ozzy Watch.
OzzyWatch.com.
Ozzy Watch 2022.
OzzyOsbourne.watch.
Hang on, let me pull
just
up some.
A live feed on Ozzy at all.
Let me
time.
Pull up some, like, hang on.
Dude, if you bit the head off a bat, you'd be canceled so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Or a dove or whatever he did. What did he do? Didn't he do it several times?
Yeah, it was
times?
A bat, yeah. All right. Guys, it's Ozzy Watch 2022. Let's see if we can find any information on what's going on with Ozzy. Let's see if we got. Let's see here. I'm just gonna type in Ozzy Osbourne, and then go to news. UFO guitarist says Ozzy Osbourne needed help to be successful. Legendary rocker Ozzy Osbourne's Ozfest festival is coming to the metaverse.
Ozfest. They're bringing that back?
Following the drop of Ozzy Osbourne's Crypto Bats NFTs.
Yeah, that's him explaining it.
Ozzy, tell us about NFTs real quick. What is it? What is an NFT?
First of all, we all have to do is. And then second of all, we all have to do is.
Dude, I thought you were like writing it down on a chalkboard.
Ozzy Osbourne's CryptoBats non-fungible token collection consists of 9,666 unique bats designed by the legendary rocker. I doubt it. Ozzy and his wife Sharon Osbourne announced Ozfest is coming to the metaverse.
Sharon Osbourne gives birth to 9,000 unique bats.
This annual hard rock music festival will take place in Decentraland.
Is that after January?
November 10th to 13th, located on various stages in the virtual metaverse land.
But each of them is 10,000 miles apart and you gotta walk or fly like a bird.
The music festival is free for anyone to attend, but owners of Ozzy's CryptoBats NFT collection will get VIP viewing access and free wearables in the metaverse. Free digital costumes. Dude, cheaper than real t-shirts.
And less of a carbon hassle footprint.
To distribute, yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Because isn't that the whole thing that it takes a lot to... Uh-oh. What are we doing? Draw him a picture. Draw him a picture on a non-fungible, recyclable piece of paper.
It says Osbourne revealed the CryptoBats NFT collection in December 2021, a compilation that pays tribute to the time Osbourne bit the head off a bat on stage in 1982.
So not only would you get canceled for doing it, but now Ozzy, because he did it in a different time, he can capitalize on it and make money.
All right, well, now we know what Ozzy's up to.
Yeah, that music is the 80s montage of us figuring out how we can make
our own NFTs.
Yeah.
We're calling them horn honks.
Welcome to, there are 250,000 unique horn honks.
And every horn has a fun, different thing going on.
And you could put them up your avatar's ass. It's actually the first NFT you could put in an avatar's ass.
This horn has really cool sunglasses on him.
And this horn is tired.
This one's a little tired. This one seems like he's gonna barf. I bet we've all been there. And this one's wearing Jesus' crown of thorns.
The actual.
We made them into an NFT. Jesus' crown of thorns is an NFT now. Okay, so Xander sends in a quick clip of Ozzy losing his mind.
That's one of the funniest things you've ever seen. Oh my, like a church is fucking the Pope, selling it.
The Pope
one of those
is like,
mega churches is like,
we're getting into NFTs. Dude,
what the fuck?
I don't feel good.
No, that made me dizzy.
That makes me want to go to the beach and look at the ocean.
Dude, it just cuts to us looking at the ocean.
Just staring at the
Santa
ocean.
Monica.
Sitting,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. So, and then, like, this is.
Chucky shows up.
And smashes us against a tree.
Chucky shows up trying to hit us with, like, a regular human sized golf club.
Come on, Chucky.
Come on.
Come on, buddy. Xander says it's a quick clip of Ozzy losing his mind over a Listerine strip.
The show keeps on giving.
Longtime pre-Cloverfields bad_honk.wave. I recently came across this video and immediately thought of DB. Ozzy is introduced to Listerine strips for the first time and is not being nice.
Is not.
A hot horn squeeze and I'm out. Much love. Okay, here it is. Here's Ozzy freaking out over.
I don't want to taste it.
Yes, you do. Taste it.
What is it? Cyanide.
No, taste it.
It's cyanide.
Gum. It's a new gum.
You're winding me up.
No, taste it.
You're winding me up.
You're winding me up.
It's a fucking stamp.
Stop it.
Nothing there.
Do you like it?
Fucking crap, it disappeared.
It's just meant to freshen your mouth.
It's not gum, then you lied to me.
Well, I wanted you to try it.
It's fucking horrible.
I don't like it.
Oh, thanks a lot, you cunt.
Yeah, dude. No, hold on. Can we pause? You get called a cunt after that.
Yeah.
It's obviously a very playful husband and wife thing to do, but if it's for like a reality show. You don't like it, so you tricked somebody else into trying it because you know that they wouldn't like it.
Right.
It's okay to get called a name.
He did
after
look
that.
Real mad.
Yeah, dude. That's how you make somebody mad.
Yeah, that is how you make somebody mad.
Those are the steps to making
There's
somebody
no
mad.
Way. Not a very hard par five.
Way. Wait, it's, I want. Where's this guy's no, sound again?
No, I think it's the wrong. If it was on the top side, I think.
Which video?
I lost it. The
Oh, well, it almost got to this.
We got this one though.
Bit of a pingy ting.
Dude.
1220. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was a little further back.
Nothing better. Nothing better. Big fan of that.
All right, Mike, let's get out of here, man.
Okay. Dude, just a quick reminder. Please come see me do stand-up. It's going to be so much fun. Really all over the fucking place tonight. The Hollywood Improv, 7 to 9:45. Hollywood Improv on November 29th. And then December 16th, 17th, and 18th in Seattle, Washington. The Rendezvous. All those tickets available on MikeFalzone.com. And also come see me and Steve once we figure out and we tell you to do it live.
Yeah, I think we're going to do... We're working on some stuff. It's time for us to get back out there again. Yeah. So
we literally, right before peeled. The show happened, we're like, don't talk about it. And then we'll
and
talk about
we
it when the
ticket...
You know, maybe we can make tickets available today. And then today will be that day. And we... It's kind of like going back in time and not screwing up.
You're making me cut this out, aren't you?
No, not this part. I got some other parts.
There's some other parts, though. Seems like there's at least a few sometimes.
Only if you want to continue to make money from this podcast.
Guys, speaking of, thank you to the sponsors, HeadGum, all the people with infinite patience with this shit cast.
Dude, they invited me to do the HeadGum Happy Hour. There's some kind of stand-up thing happening tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thursday. So I'm excited to do that, and I'll tell you how it was.
Remind them we have a show there. Can you write this down? Anyway, Kevin, thank you so much, buddy.
Oh!
What a good time. Glad you're back. And thank you to Ryan and Leah and all the everybody else who helps out big time on the show. And to our audience, our patrons. You guys are rock and roll superstars.
Dude, I don't know how many of you saw. How many people saw the Chucky
thing? A good amount. They
liked it. Dude, it was so good.
We got some good feedback.
Great job, Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing us into this new era of dynamic banter where we go outside the room sometimes.
Yeah, we've been doing shit. Like fun little outside the box.
Yeah. Did that
stuff.
Q&A come out yet?
Yeah.
How was that?
Good.
There's like a lot of really good content on our Patreon right now. We're really piling up the content over there. And we're real proud of it. It's funny and good, and Kevin is in charge of how it looks, and it always looks good when Kevin is in charge of how it looks.
It's not just stuff for stuff's sake.
No,
it's like we're like, you know what
purpose.
Would be fun? This would be fun.
Yeah. A lot of it comes from an idea we had on the show or an idea we had while making a Q&A video.
Yeah.
And then it ends up being like a real thing. So if there's stuff from this show that you heard like a way while back that could have been a funny sketch or a trailer or whatever, you can almost bet on it that something will happen with that on the Patreon. Anyway, just saying, lots of good content over there, so check it out, patreon.com/dynamicbanter. And also check out our merch. I believe our Halloween pre-order shirts are no longer up for pre-order.
Probably not. But usually what happens is Byron orders all the pre-order stuff, and then he sells whatever extra there is.
Wonderful.
So even if you miss the pre-order, there's a chance that you could get some of the extras.
So as always, to make sure, go to dynamicbanter.clothing and check that out. Thank you to Byron McCoy over there at the old DB Merch Factory.
Bah. Bah.
Bah. Bah. Bah.
Bah. Byron.
Bah. Bah.
Bah.
Bah.
Bah. Bah. Bah. Bah. I bet Byron has an opinion on Barbarian.
We should call Byron on the show next time.
Yeah.
We'll ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, huh?
Also, if you have somewhere where you'd like to see us perform where you think you can get 70 to 80 friends out each, let us know. Just let us know. Because
send
I think...
In, put it to dynamicbanter@gmail.com.
Yeah. And I think that's the key. You got to make your own way in this life. And I really think that being able to see some more of the country and being able to meet more of you guys and to be able to, we have so much fucking fun when we do the show live. And sometimes my comedy friends will remind me that we sold out the Bell House. And that is, first of all, thank you for listening, for coming to that. But also, that's like a big deal. And we only do live stuff like every once in a while.
Yeah.
But that's such a cool, big deal thing to happen.
It's so special. I remember coming off of that little tour we did and feeling so good because I was like,
yeah,
there's still people out there that really love us and want to see us live because the live show experience is certainly a different beast.
It's like you're all, it's like 300 people at this table.
Yeah.
Being too
the
close.
Energy is huge. Like you can just feel it in the room basically. And it's such a different experience.
Oh, and
so,
you could see the New York show on the fucking Patreon, right?
That's right.
That was like the first Patreon thing.
Kevin.
Dude, I haven't even watched that.
I know, we should watch it.
We should do a watch along.
Let's do a commentary. Let's totally do a commentary.
Put it on the list.
Content.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.